actually be chatting to you. To anyone that's watching, I finally got some time with our lovely Natalie Adams from Century 21 Belleville. Natalie, I'm really grateful for your time. I've been asking you for your time and to pick your brain for months now. And I'm really grateful that you gave me the opportunity here. So welcome. Welcome to our phone call with the world.
Thank you, Eva. Yes, I know it's been a struggle for us to meet up, but yes, here we are. And thank you for having me.
I'm super excited. So I knew you before I even knew you. You've fallen for as long as I've been with the most amazing company, Century 21. I always knew of Natalie Adams. And for those of you watching, Natalie Adams is one of the top real estate professional performers in the country. And I really wanted to pick your brain around your journey, how it started, what got you into it, what is it that you think sets you apart. I really have fun. I enjoy learning from people like you. So I'm going to get right in. How long have you been in real estate?
Well, Eva, I think this year, the 5th of May, or the 10th of May, it will be 6 years that I am with Michelle at our Belleville branch. So yes, man, it's been a long journey.
This is a long time. It's not a joke at all. Were you in real estate before you got into Century 21 Belleville?
No, when I started, I didn't have a clue, you know, what I was obviously getting myself into. But I started out with APSA. I worked for APSA for many years. And I think with APSA, I was close to 15 years at the time. And I was in the mortgage division with APSA. So I basically got a view of what the clients are currently going through, you know. And then from there, I moved over to, they were Mortgage SA at the time, but then I moved over in the capacity of a personal assistant to a sales manager. And then years after that, I moved over into Uber, Mortgage Max to be more specific, where I basically got the other division or section from when you purchase and the whole legwork behind the scenes. And I was appointed as an assistant, so it was obviously dealing with the banks, you know, getting the applications in, capturing of all the details that the buyers are currently giving to us, kind of thing, you know. And then one day I just said, okay, where to from here, you know. And I thought, let me try this and see, almost like going full circle, you know. And I've had no regrets. It hasn't always been easy, because I mean, real estate is not easy. But I think it also depends on what you put out there, you know? So
that is so fascinating, because I mean, you became quite an expert in one of the sectors within the real estate world, finance, mortgage origination, everything that goes together with putting the deal together and understanding the admin and financial intricacies there. Okay. Now, for me, hearing that from you, it sounded like a great corporate career, because it is corporate. And corporate offers a lot of stability to a lot of professionals like you. And then you look across the pond to the people that are actually bringing all these deals to you to put together. And I imagine that you're looking at that person across the pond in the same kind of farm that we all work in, and looking at that and saying, let me give that a try. Considering the fact that it's completely out of your comfort zone. It's not a secure salary. It's not a corporate career. It's not fixed. You know, in corporate, your rhythm of your responsibilities is fixed. You work with the same people all the time, same types of clients, same problems you're solving. So it's fascinating to me that you looked at that, which is quite risky, a lot of people, because yes. I mean, in real estate, as an agent, you determine your income. It's not predetermined by someone else. So it's a completely different mindset. So you decided, let me give this a go, where to from here? Obviously, 6 years later, you're one of the top real estate professionals in the country, and you're doing very well. Possibly, I'm going to hazard a guess, much better than you were doing in corporate, I'm assuming.
Definitely.
I'm interested to hear, about all of that, because a lot of people enter real estate where you entered 6 years ago, but they don't quite make it. So I've got one or two questions for you. Number one, why Century 21?
Well, besides the fact that it's a fabulous company to work for, and I think our brand basically represents that we cultivate and we nurture lasting relationships with people. That is also one of the things or reasons why I decided to make the change. I love to work with people, and I think it's so fulfilling to actually when you conclude or you do that offer, but you know that you're dealing with buyers that are pre-qualified. So it's basically just a matter of sending it through to the bank, but you know that you assisted them with finding that dream home, whether it's a 250K property or a 5 million property, you know, it's the same joy at the end of the day, you know. So I'm very, very honored to be part of such a massive company. I mean, besides the fact that we are international and so professional as well, you know. So I'm very happy that I've chosen to work under such a wonderful company.
Look, it is definitely a very special partnership. There's a lot of things about Century 21 that other companies don't offer. And we can get into that in another episode. But it's an interesting partnership, because it truly is a partnership that you have with the brand. We are equal partners, and there's an equal amount of support both ways. So apart from the benefits that the partnership gives you, which obviously creates the environment for you to do what you're good at, apart from that, what would you say, looking back in hindsight, is your opinion for why you've done so well, where thousands of agents currently in South Africa and in the world are really struggling? So yesterday, a colleague of mine shared a stat with me. Globally, well, let's just take the Americas, for example. Currently in America, there are more real estate agents than there are listings in the marketplace. That means that each agent has less than one listing each. And you're currently crushing it, you're thriving, you're running, you're getting multiple, not just listings, but you're creating a lot of results for a lot of sellers currently in this marketplace at the same time. So in hindsight, obviously what you're doing now, you were doing at some point over the years as well. What do you think it is, in your opinion, that keeps you just, you're snowballing? You're adding a lot of value to people in the market. What's the difference, do you think, between you and the rest of the bunch?
Look, for me, yes, I've been with Century 21 for more than 5 years now, but it hasn't always been easy. And I think that is what motivates me. I mean, about 2-3 years ago, I was in that dark hole, you know, and I just had to dig very deep, you know. And obviously knowing why I'm in this. I mean, for me personally, I'm doing this because I've got two young girls. I want to also be financially independent and also not be dependent on a husband. Yes, I'm married, but I'm doing it for myself, you know? And I mean, I'm a very hard worker. Yes, when you are knocked down, you need to be able to dig your way out of that hole. And I think for me personally, for me, that has been there. I'm not saying that I will never go back, but it just makes the hunger, you know, the drive more real for me. Because where I've been, I definitely don't want to go back there. So I need to ensure at the end of the day that I put everything in to ensure that I stay on the course, you know. Yes, it's not easy because every day is different. But I mean, with certain things that we set in place, I mean, we've got on a monthly basis, we obviously have our goal setting. So all those ratios and stats falls into what we basically need to do on a daily basis. So it's broken down into 20 days for the month to come. and I do the night before, then I know exactly, look, tomorrow morning from 9 till 10, I'm doing this, from 10 till 11, I'm doing that. In between, I still need to fetch my girls from school and become a teacher as well. So the juggle is real, the struggle is real, but I need to just stay focused, and because it's my responsibility at the end of the day. If it is that I don't get paid, then the onus falls on me. So I need to drive myself. I constantly have that talk with myself where I need to say, Natalie, come on, you've got this, you know? Why didn't you do that, you know? So I've got that inner fight also just to motivate myself, you know? So I think in this 5 years, I've really learned the hard way. I've learned to become more resilient. And if something knocks me down, I just need to lift my head and say, look, that's one door that closed. There's two more that's going to open. And it's true. It does. It happens that way.
Natalie, I learned a lot from you now. I'm going to tell you what I learned from you, which is, it's kind of a common thread whenever I talk to any top performer in real estate. What I learned from you now is, don't kid yourself, it's not easy. It's very hard. There's a lot of rejection, there's a lot of challenges, there's a lot of late night working. And what that taught me is, you just got your head around it. That it's going to be hard, but so what? The work ethic is, I guess, what's made you a top performer. The other thing I just learned from you is, what stands out big, 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 that is different to most people that are not really performing and getting what they deserve, is that you're very clear on why you are doing this. You spoke about your family, you spoke about the need for freedom and independence, you spoke about your girls. And I think having a why that's bigger than your problems day to day kind of gets you through everything.
Definitely.
Whereas, you know, maybe even with myself, if I was at a point in my life where I wasn't doing super well, I maybe wasn't clear on the why to get me through all of it. And so you just reminded me that there's nothing that's easy. Everything that you do is going to be hard. I mean, if had you stayed in corporate, the hard stuff would have been, in corporate, I don't have the flexibility to take my girls to their swimming lessons and do this and do that. Because you're completely free. You determine your own results. That's a huge lesson that I got from you. That's awesome. Thanks very much. Okay,
sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to mention also, I think a good support system is also vital in this career, you know? Yes, Mahabi and myself, we both work, and he fully backs me, you know. So it's not a case that it's expected that I need to cook or I need to be the housewife, you know. I mean, he fills that space as well, where he cooks and he does the carting if need be, you know. So he's very active in that role as a husband as well, you know. So I think that there's a balance. The support is also very, very good.
You're quite right. I mean, and I think support, it has to be in a few areas if you really want to give it 100% focus. I don't believe in the thing that life balance, like everything is perfect at the same level every time. So you've got family support. You've got support with your business partner at Century 21 Belleville. I can't wait to chat to Michelle. I'm gonna chat to her as well. But I think support all around is a big deal. So it's support, I'm learning, it's work ethic, it's understanding why you're doing what you're doing to get you through that, because not every deal is gonna go through. The market conditions in the last year are unprecedented. It's never happened to us before, where we couldn't even do a property viewing to sell a product that we had no access to because of COVID. So it changed everything. And what's interesting is what I'm seeing, it's a year later since level 5 lockdown started, your results haven't really, your results in terms of your momentum hasn't really changed in spite of market conditions. You know, oftentimes we hear the excuse that it's the market, it's the lockdown, it's this, but top performers are still performing no matter what, because people still need homes, people still need a place to live. So it's interesting that in spite, you know, looking back in the last year, I still need to talk to Natalie because Natalie's still performing so well. So we're going to chat more about work ethic in upcoming episodes. Right now, you're sitting in Century 21 Belleville. What, you obviously come across the same objections day to day, buyers and sellers. What tip can you share with anyone looking at selling right now in your territory?
Look, for sellers, I think it's a good time to sell because, I mean, there's a demand for properties, okay? And I think what's vital at this point in time is that the sellers needs to be serious about their pricing, you know? So if a property is priced right, then it will definitely sell within the first week or two. I've just experienced that where I went in, property was priced perfect, and it was basically sold to the first guy that came to view. And we are at that stage where we are concluding that deal. So I think the sellers should really look into if it is that the one to sell, it just needs to be priced up. Then there shouldn't be any issues with regards to, you know, a property stagnating on the website, you know? So there's definitely a demand for properties.
Are you finding that there's a bit of a difference or a lot of a difference between what sellers are thinking their property is worth versus what the facts you're presenting? Because obviously pricing is a big factor right now.
Yeah, you obviously, there are some sellers which is just not, let me just get the correct word here quickly. Yes, you obviously now go in with your presentation, with your valuation and all of that, where they are still not happy with what you are presenting, okay, in terms of pricing. So obviously because they've now put X amount in terms of renovations at some stage, they are expecting all of that money back, regardless of the facts and figures that we as agents go with, you know. So properties like those, we normally see that it tends to sit. But I mean, I would go in and say, look, these are the facts. Yes, we can maybe just give it a try at the higher pricing. And then later on, we obviously just do the price counseling on those. But the ones where it's price correct, that, yeah, no issues there. We sell those.
Because I think what's driving that right now is that there isn't enough supply for the demand. You know, if the property is priced right, it's going to fall into the supply in the market and it's going to sell.
Definitely. Okay. Yeah.
Any tips for buyers in your territory in Belleville?
Well, buyers, I mean, it's an absolutely brilliant time for them to buy. I mean, the interest rate is at record low. So I think with buyers wanting to obviously buy now, they just need to ensure that that they can actually afford it at the end of the day. I mean, the interest rates aren't forever going to be as low. Yes, we would like that to be, but, you know, we just need to be realistic about that. So I think for the buyers, they need to be able to, you know, to afford it and have maybe job security. I don't know how far that job security can stretch, but I mean, in terms of obviously if you are a essential worker kind of set up at this point in time where we are, you are more almost like secured a job. So if it is that you are in that bracket,
right,
and you can afford it, then it's an absolute good time for them to buy.
I'm going to backtrack a little bit and ask you just one more question. If someone was looking at getting into real estate now as an agent and becoming a professional like you, successful like you, freedom, everything that goes with it, the pros and cons, what is the, and they got into an elevator with you and you only had like 20 seconds to talk to them, what one piece of advice would you give them if they were considering going into real estate without sugarcoating anything? Like, what would you say to that person?
It might be three things and not just one. I mean, firstly, I think if it is that you are thinking of starting a career in real estate, you need to have some sort of capital that can sustain you for, like, let's say 3 to 6 months. Because if you don't have that, and you're not selling when you start off with, financially you are going to be in such a state that you end up obviously resigning, because everybody needs to make money. you know. And I would say it's, I think it depends on the person, you know. They need to know their why. Why do they want to do this? That should be their driving factor and force at the end of the day. And just be clear about what you want and push and work hard for it, because it's not easy, you know. But once you are, obviously, if you've got all of those things set out for yourself, then nothing should stop you.
Yay, I love that. I think that was almost like a summary of a potential entire book all in one that we could talk about for days and days. My next thing I need to do is arrange and confirm with you some time with me, because I want to do a day in the life of Natalie Adams, but then I need to come to Melville to do that and just live in your world for a little bit and see what it truly takes, because it's obviously worth it. I mean, I know your work ethic, but it's obviously at the end of the day, it's worth it. It speaks for the results that you have. You're able to make dreams come true for yourself and your family. So ultimately, I'd love to take that journey with you, but thank you. It took 4 months, but I finally got some time with you. That was all my fault, by the way. But thank you for your time. I want you to know that, again, Century 21 values you. We know how much you work. And thanks for your time. I learned a lot from this short session. It's what? Not even 30 minutes?
Doesn't matter. Not even.
So I appreciate it. Natalie, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for this opportunity and for having me. Looking forward to seeing you.
I'm going to come there. Thank you, Natalie.
Okay. Cheers. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.